First of all, a heartfelt, happy, and holy, and blessed new year to everybody. And of course, we're still in the heart of the Christmas season now, even though the secular world has left Christmas far behind. If you go to the shopping aisles of any grocery store or perhaps a CVS, you will open your eyes to discover that they are already selling things for Valentine's Day, right? And no exaggeration, in a local store that I will not mention, they were selling Easter candy. I said to myself, you know, geez, why stop there? 4th of July fireworks. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't, right? But it's still the Christmas season, and I hope everybody knows this, that in the church, Christmas is a feast day so big that we cannot celebrate it in just one day. We celebrate Christmas every single day for 8 straight days, and we call it the octave of Christmas. Somebody once asked me, they said, why isn't Christmas Day and New Year's Day the same day? I mean, how much sense would that make? Well, you know, in light of the octave of Christmas, Christmas Day is New Year's Day. Because not only do we celebrate the child that was born in Bethlehem, today we celebrate the mother that gave him life. Welcome to the solemnity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, on New Year's Day. And, you know, the older you get, the harder it is to believe how fast time goes. And it's really unsettling. And some of you out there, you understand this better than I do. It just gets faster and faster and faster. You know, somebody once said, life is like a roll of toilet paper, speeds up as you get to the end. And it's very unsettling. The ethereal nature of life, it's almost like you can't even reach out and grab it. It's almost like it's not even real. When you think about that, there's a lesson in that for us, a very important lesson. Namely, that we have no permanent home here. We are just passing through this world. You know, if you ever think to yourself that you don't feel like you fit in, you don't belong in this world, I like the way C.S. Lewis once said it. He said the most reasonable explanation is that you were made for another world. We are just passing through this land of hardship to a land of promise. That makes us a lot like the ancient Israelites, you know. They made their way through the desert after being set free from slavery, through a land of hardship to a land of promise. And as they made their way through the desert, two emotions predominated: hope and anxiety. Anxiety because it was hard to make your way through the desert. It was a very hard place to be. And hope, of course, because they took all their hopes of what they thought the promised land would be, a land flowing with milk and honey, and they projected that hope out onto the promised land. And you know, as we make our way through this life, we're very much like those ancient Israelites. We're filled with hope and anxiety. Now, hope is a good thing. Hope is a theological virtue. But anxiety is a problem. Are you aware that the very worst thing that can happen to you, next to committing a sin, is to worry? It's why every time we say Mass, we pray, Lord, free us from all sin and from all anxiety. So, you know, as the Israelites made their way through the desert, God gave them help. He gave them a special gift. And you heard about it in your first reading from the book of Exodus. He said to Moses, invoke my name over the people. Same name God told Moses when he saw Moses in the burning bush. Remember the story? And Moses sees God in the burning bush. And God says to Moses, remove the sandals from your feet, for you're standing on holy ground. I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And Moses says to God, what's your name? And God says, my name is I Am. The Israelites found that name to be so sacred that they would not pronounce it, because whenever they pronounced that name, They believed that God himself was mystically present. They would only say that name once a year. The Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, the Holy of Holies, the high priest alone would stand in the Holy of Holies and pronounce the name of the Lord while the people out in the courtyard would prostrate themselves, faces pressed to the dust, out of respect for the presence of God. But Moses, he knew that they needed special help as they made their way through the desert. So God said to Moses, "Invoke my name over the people, because where God is present, anxiety vanishes, and hope alone remains." And they would say this thing that we heard in our first reading, the Jewish people, they would read this on New Year's Day, and that's why we read this first reading on New Year's Day. Because as we begin a brand new year, do we not find ourselves filled with hope and anxiety? You look out over this new year that's about to begin, and don't we all project out onto the blank canvas of this new year all of our hopes for all the things that we hope this new year will become? But you know, in the back of our minds, we're filled with anxiety because we know we're in control of absolutely nothing. Well, on this day, let's remember the presence of God. If you find your life pockmarked with anxiety, you're forgetting God's presence. Because where God is present, anxiety vanishes, and hope alone remains. And we've got a lot more than the Israelites had in the desert. We've got a lot more than a mystical presence of God. We've got the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. Keep this in mind all throughout this new year. As difficulties arise, as you find yourself anxious, as you find yourself not knowing where to turn, come to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament and know that he's here for you. You'll find anxiety dissipating like the morning mist. And what better day to remember God's presence than on the feast day of she who brought him into this world? There's something about the Blessed Virgin Mary that I cannot explain. I do not understand it. All I know is that wherever she's honored, the life of grace flourishes. And wherever she's neglected, the life of God's grace withers. I remember, you know, somebody once said to me, "I don't need Mary, I can just go straight to God," which is a very funny thing to say, considering that God definitely did not just come straight to you, right? God came to us through the Blessed Virgin Mary. And deliberately so, which is probably why. When we turn to her, we find the life of God's grace flourishing within us. Mary is not just one more saint. She was given a role in God's plan so far above anybody else's plan. And God wants us to honor her, just like Jesus honored her as his own mother. Our mother spiritually as well. If we make it to heaven, and please God we all do, it'll be because of two things: the grace of Jesus on the cross and the prayers of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now, as this new year begins, please remember, the presence of God delivers you from all anxiety, and may the prayer that Moses said over the people in the desert, let that be my prayer for you as well. Okay, you ready? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you kindly and fill you with his peace. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all this new year long. Amen.